The 92nd Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. I recently spent a day paddling my old canoe on the Ohio River in search of the elusive and mythical paddlefish. And let me tell you, when I spotted one in the shallows, I was amazed. I mean, this is a primitive fish, relatively unchanged over the last 400 million years. Yes, that means that the paddlefish swam with and even before the dinosaurs. Prehistoric in appearance, they are actually quite amazing creatures. They get their name from their elongated snout called a rostrum, which makes up about one-third of their length. And scientists have only recently discovered that paddlefish have specialized electrosensory cells on their rostrum to help them find the zooplankton on which they feed. This adaptation is somewhat similar to how a hammerhead shark hunts, except that a paddlefish is unlikely to bite a human. And even though they do have a somewhat shark-like appearance, paddlefish are not related to sharks. But they do possess a large gaping mouth, which is used to scoop up copious quantities of small aquatic organisms. Paddlefish once thrived in the Ohio and Mississippi River valleys, but today are endangered in Ohio due to pollution and over-harvesting.
The 92nd Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and is supported by the Angel Fund, the Cincinnati Zoo's program to save captive and wild cheetahs.